The Lord manifest today, come let us adore him. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The rulers of earth will fall prostrate, and all nations will serve him. What star is this with beams so bright, more beauteous than the noonday light? It heralds forth the King of Kings, and Gentiles to his cradle brings. See now fulfilled what God decreed. From Jacob shall a star proceed, and eastern sages with amaze upon the wondrous vision gaze. The guiding star above is bright, within them shines a clearer light, which leads them on with power benign to seek the giver of the sign. True love can brook no dull delay, nor toil nor danger stop their way. Home, kindred, country, land, and all, they leave at their Creator's call. While now the shining star of grace draws us, O Christ, to seek thy face, let not our lazy hearts refuse the guidance of that light to use. To God the Abba, heavenly light, to Christ revealed in earthly might, to God the breath of love we raise our equal and unceasing praise. Amen. O sun, before the day star, and Lord, before the stirring of time, today our Savior has appeared to the world. O God, give our leader right judgment, your justice to those who rule, that they may judge your people with justice, and do right for those without power. May the mountains bear peace for the people, the hills bring forth justice. May the ruler defend the poor and set all their children free. May God's chosen live as long as the sun, as long as the moon forever. May God's anointed be like rain on the meadow, like showers that soak the earth, in whose days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon be no more. May this rule be from sea to sea, from the great river to the ends of the earth. Enemies will stumble and fall, foes will lick the dust, the kings of Tarshish and the islands will bring and offer their riches. Kings of Sheba and Saba will carry their gifts. All rulers of peoples lie prostrate, and nations be ready to serve. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A sun before the day star, and Lord before the stirring of time, today our Savior has appeared to the world. Opening their treasures, the wise men offered the Lord gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Alleluia. God's anointed will save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless will show compassion towards the weak and save the lives of those with nothing, rescuing their lives from oppression, lives so precious and dear. The poor will pray for such a ruler, long life and all the gold of Sheba. They will pray without ceasing, may God bless your reign forever. May wheat be thick in the fields and spread to the peaks of the mountains. May fruit trees sway on their slopes and peoples flourish in the cities. May the name of our sovereign live forever and shine as bright as the sun. May all peoples find blessing in this reign and bless those who follow God's way. Blessed be Israel's God, Adonai of wonderful deeds. Blessed be the glorious name. May God's glory fill the earth. Amen. Opening their treasures, the wise men offered the Lord gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Alleluia. All the nations that you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord. Arise, Jerusalem, rise clothed in light. Your light has come, and the glory of Adonai shines over you. Though darkness covers the earth, and dark night the nations, Adonai shall shine upon you, and over you God's glory shall appear. And the nations shall march toward your light, and their monarchs march to your sunrise. Lift up your eyes and look all around. They flock together, all of them, and come to you. Your sons also shall come from afar, your daughters walking beside them or leading the way. Then shall you see and shine with joy. Then your heart shall thrill with pride. The riches of the sea shall be lavished on you, and yours will be the wealth of the nations. Camels in droves shall cover your land, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all coming from Sheba, laden with golden spice and frankincense, all heralds of the praise of Adonai. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor the moon shine on you when evening falls. Adonai shall be your everlasting light. Your God shall be your glory. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. All the nations that you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Magi set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they found the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Many came from distant lands. Alleluia, alleluia. Many came from distant lands. Alleluia, alleluia. Bringing frankincense and gold. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Many came from distant lands. Alleluia, alleluia. Today the church received a heavenly spouse, for Christ was baptized in the Jordan. The Magi came with gifts to the regal wedding, and water was made wine to enhance the celebration. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Today the church received a heavenly spouse, for Christ was baptized in the Jordan. The Magi came with gifts to the regal wedding, and water was made wine to enhance the celebration.
Paying close attention to the natural world, the Magi noticed your new star at its rising. May we be tuned in to the beauty and wonder of the universe in all its complexity and paradox. For the Magi, the night sky was not only beautiful to behold, it excited their imaginations and sent them on a quest to discover what new things you were doing in their day. Deepen our sense of wonder and curiosity about all that you are doing in the world today. The Magi were wise enough to know that the old story is not the whole story. Open our hearts, souls, and minds to the new and evolving reality of your reign of justice and peace. Seeking to make sense of what they had seen and heard, the Magi did not hesitate to consult the wisdom tradition of the people of Israel. Deepen our commitment to shared wisdom and to the search for truth everywhere and from everyone. The scribes and elders consulted the ancient texts, which indicated the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. May our quest to find you be informed not only by our sacred texts and traditions, but by that which is being born and happening right here and now. Every atom in our bodies was forged in the fiery belly of a star who lived, died, and gave itself back to the universe. May we learn this wisdom of God, manifest in the stars and in Jesus of Nazareth, and live and die in harmony with everything else going on in the universe. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, by the light of a star, you revealed to the nations that something new and wonderful had taken place in the birth of Jesus, your Word made flesh. Fill us with his light, so that our lives may reflect the majestic beauty of your wisdom and love, and all people and all creation will be drawn to freedom and fullness of life. Amen. May the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth, bless us and all of creation. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.